This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are welcome to join us here on the radio. You can dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You may join those over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
And I'm Johnson.
And I'm Vincent.
So lots of stuff in the news to talk about. Coming up, Johnson, you're going to be telling us about, and this is a completely new concept to me, trans-abled people.
Yeah. Yep. That's a new one on me, too.
Wow. I don't even know what to think about this yet. I just found out about it, like, a minute ago. So we'll get into that coming up here, and we'll tell you what trans-abled ostensibly means. But first, how about some good news? I know you had this one. Michael Hampton sent it into our show prep group, and it's definitely a case that rings close to me. The EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation, with a major press release about a major victory for privacy rights at the border. Federal court in Boston ruled today that suspicionless searches of travelers' electronic devices by federal agents at airports and other U.S. ports of entry are unconstitutional. So that's good news. Congratulations. Although, of course, it's, you know, not the Supreme Court yet.
Right.
The ruling came in a lawsuit, Assad versus Mikkelinen, filed by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF.
What does this mean for, like, domestic searches, though? That's what I want to know.
Let's go on. I'm not sure. It was also filed by the ACLU of Massachusetts on behalf of 11 travelers whose smartphones and laptops were searched without individualized suspicion at U.S. ports of entry. Quote, this ruling significantly advances Fourth Amendment protections for millions of international travelers who enter the United States every year. And this is a case that we've talked about previously. I knew this was in play. I'd actually contacted the EFF about the case to ask them if they needed any other plaintiffs after I was stopped for over 3 hours at the border coming back into the United States. They do it when you come back in, basically. And I was at JFK Airport. They held me and made me miss my flight, and it was quite inconvenient. They searched my devices not once but twice with two different sets, one bureaucrat first and then a set of detectives who then took my devices out of sight so I could not watch them conduct the second search. And we can get into, you know, things to do. And it does, Johnson, you're right, have to do with international travel. As I understand it, the TSA isn't able to do these sorts of searches. I've never heard of that happening at a TSA, internal, domestic kind of checkpoint. That's not to say that...
Well, police is what I was thinking of more in general. I mean, I know the law still stands that they can force you to press your finger to a fingerprint ID sensor, you know, like, so...
Can they? I know I've heard that that's the case, and I feel like there might have been another court case in regards to that, but I don't know.
I don't believe it's been reversed.
Okay. So, let's go on. By putting an end to the government's ability to conduct suspicionless fishing expeditions, the court reaffirms that the border is not a lawless place and that we don't lose our privacy rights when we travel. It's according to Esha Bhandari, staff attorney with the ACLU's Speech Privacy and Technology Project. Sophia Cope from the EFF, their senior staff attorney, says, quote, this is a great day for travelers who can now cross the international border without fear that the government will, in the absence of any suspicion, ransack the extraordinarily sensitive information that we all carry in our electronic devices. Now, I wonder, they're saying here suspicionless, so if they know who you are and they target you specifically, like they know Vincent's coming through the border, we want to find out what's on his devices, can they then just search your phone because they know who you are? Or do they have to have a warrant in order to do that at this point with this court ruling? The district court order puts an end to Customs and Border Control, CPB, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, asserted authority to search and seize travelers' devices for purposes far afield from the enforcement of immigration and customs laws. Border officials must now demonstrate individualized suspicion of illegal contraband before they can search a traveler's device. Hmm. So what would be illegal contraband
on a phone
that is digital?
You have drugs on your phone.
Child pornography. Okay. What else is? What else could it be?
Oh, gosh. I like sensitive secrets like weapon.
You have Hillary's email server on your phone.
It was recipes how to make mustard gas. That's the only other thing I could think of.
Would that be illegal to have in the United States? I mean, that's you know, freedom of speech right there. There are books like that. You can buy books about how to make bombs and mustard gas. And
you have a copy of Catcher in the Rye on your phone.
I don't know if that's federally prohibited.
There are banned books. I mean,
that would be the suspicion. That goes into the suspicion.
Right.
The number of electronic devices at searches at U.S. ports of entry has increased significantly. Last year, CBP conducted more than 33,000 searches. Almost four times the number from just 3 years prior. And just to be clear, this has been going on for more than a decade. It just got publicity within the last several years as it became more of a common problem. So the government got away with this for an entire decade now until finally, you know, the EFF filed a suit a few years ago, and finally it's made it through to the initial decision here. International travelers returning to the United States have reported numerous cases of abusive searches in recent months. While searching through the phone of Zaneb Merchant, a plaintiff in the Al-Assad case, a border agent knowingly rifled through privileged attorney-client communications.
Wow.
An immigration officer at Boston Logan Airport reportedly searched an incoming Harvard freshman's cell phone and laptop, reprimanding the student for friends' social media posts expressing views critical of the U.S. government, and denied the student entry into the country following the search. So I am going to pull up the order and see if there's anything more that that we can glean from this. It doesn't say here, obviously, this is just the EFF's press release. We don't know if ICE, CPB, is going to appeal this case. Presumably they will. But it does sound like the initial decision puts a stay on, you know, the continuing execution of these searches.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully if they appeal this case, again, the searches will still be prohibited considering this initial court ruling, and then hopefully appeals courts won't overturn it. So, you know, this is good news because it's always a big pain in the butt to prepare for international travel. It's like, I love going to Anarchapulco, but I hate coming back home.
Right.
And it really is frustrating to, you know, because...
Do they not take care, like, scan that stuff on the way out?
No.
Then why don't you just go and then mail it to yourself?
Well, that's an option. That's something that you can do. I mean, what I would do would be to copy the hard drive before leaving.
Right.
To make sure that I have a copy of all the data here. And it's not that there's anything contraband on there. It's just I don't want them going through stuff like, oh, I don't know, my Bitcoin wallet.
Right.
Or whatever else is on my laptop, business documents. And it's just none of their business. And you know that what they do when they take your devices into the back room is they hook it up to one of those machines where they can just, you know, plug it in the USB port and then hit a button and then just suck down all the data from your entire hard drive. Just image the entire thing, or your phone. Just image the entire phone to their device.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That way they can go through it later, because they only have my devices for half hour.
I mean, with my device, I mean they're hoping that it's going to be a 4-digit numeric passcode, mm-hmm. and I go, I've got a password. It's going to take you 1,000 years to crack.
Sure,
you know.
But then,
good luck.
Okay, well that's the thing, and we haven't explained how this has worked up until this point.
Right.
They will then say to you, "Well, Johnson, you can either give us the phone, or you can give us the password. Your choice."
Okay.
If you give them the phone, they keep it. So there goes your $3,000 or $1,000 or however much money. I mean, you get an iPhone, so I'm sure that's not a cheap phone, right? $800 at the low end. So there goes your $800 phone, because good luck getting it back.
Right.
They're going to keep the phone as long as they need to continue the investigation, to conduct the investigation.
Right.
And if they can't get into the phone, then the investigation will never be completed.
Well, luckily, AppleCare now supports theft.
Not by government agents.
It's theft. I would report it to the police, file a police report that's been stolen. I would say, I would describe the appearance of the people that stole my phone, so neglecting to include anything about that. I'd say, I believe that one of their names was this and this or something, maybe. And then I'd file a police report, and I'd report my phone stolen, and then I'd get a new phone.
It'd be interesting to see how that panned out, because a lot of times insurance, for instance, or like AAA, doesn't cover when you get a tow by the government.
Right.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Are you sick of hearing the same crap on libertarian podcasts? Inside jokes, interviews of the same person you've heard 50 times? Then you need to listen to the Lava Flow podcast. No nonsense and to the point. Get the information you need and get out. You won't hear the latest libertarian circle jerk news here, but instead hard-hitting anti-statist news with me, Roger Paxton, shooting from the lip. LAVA stands for Libertarian, Anarcho-Capitalist, Voluntarist, and Agorist. And if you think you fit any of these categories, then this is the podcast for you. Listen now at thelavaflow.com to find out what's rustling my jimmies, what's in the news, the latest bad cop, stupid stuff statists are saying, and so much more. You can find out more and subscribe on any podcatcher at thelavaflow.com. That's thelavaflow.com, part of the Pax Libertas Productions Podcast Network.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You jump into one of those rooms, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com, a place where you can go globally to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash with dozens of payment methods. Now, do keep in mind, if you're planning on selling on the site, you are taking on a little bit of a higher risk, especially with certain payment methods. So make sure you research the intended payment method that you want to use, because some of them are, as they would say in the business, reversible, which can be a problem when selling cryptocurrencies. So make sure you use, you know, the safer methods. Make sure you're dealing with people. And if you need to, you can put in know your customer requirements and, you know, ID your customers and that sort of thing. But the thing that makes this site different from other sites like it is the website itself doesn't require ID to sign up. You can get started and you can trade without showing ID to the website over at local.bitcoin.com. And that makes them a very different site. And the reason why they don't do that is because they don't actually hold your funds. Your funds are held in your Bitcoin Cash wallet, which you have the keys for and you have control over. It's really an amazing site. They've done a great job with it. I've been on there for basically since they launched this summer. You can go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We have the news here from the Electronic Frontier Foundation about a initial court victory. Thank goodness. They finally, you know, the court initially has ruled, lower court, federal court in Boston, I guess, has ruled in favor of the plaintiffs in this case, the ACLU and the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, essentially ruling that if you have a smartphone or a laptop, some sort of an electronic device, and you're coming back into the United States, that without an individualized suspicion against you specifically, they cannot search your devices. Now it's again not clear if this applies to everyone coming into the United States or just U.S. citizens. So I would say to anyone who is not a U.S. citizen, and again, I don't believe in the idea of citizenship. I think the whole thing's a scam because, well, in order to be a citizen, you have to owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And we know that the federal government doesn't have an obligation to protect you. So the whole idea that there's even a citizen is nonsense, but they believe there are citizens. And so if they don't think you're a citizen, I would say there is still a chance that they could target you for one of these searches, because they generally don't treat people who are citizens the same way as they treat people who are non-citizens at the border. So just be aware of that. I would say still tread with caution when crossing the border. Try to avoid carrying anything that you don't want the federal agents to see
right
on your laptop or cell phone as you cross the border. Johnson, I think it was your idea to just ship the whatever hard drive to the place where you're going. And that's a pretty, safe thing to do. Mm-hmm. I would just say, even because UPS and DHL and FedEx aren't perfect shippers, there's still a chance they could lose the thing or break the thing that you're shipping. Just to be super safe, I would image the hard drive prior to, or the phone, whatever, back up your most important files. Leave a copy of it where you come from, and then if you're going to ship it or try to cross the border, then
okay, I'm going to do a bit here real quick. The solution brought to you by Think Penguin.
ThinkPenguin.com.
Only because it's a Linux solution. So I have in my hand here, this is KDE Neon. It is a flash drive that is a thumbstick that any computer that I put this in, for the most part, if it's running an Intel processor.
Mm-hmm.
Or
AMD?
It might work on an AMD. It depends. If it runs Linux, right?
Yeah.
Which is most systems. Basically, if you have a computer, right, and especially if you have a computer that doesn't have a hard drive in it or it hasn't been installed yet, one thing that you can do, and this is possible to do on another computer, but it can be dangerous, so I don't want to just recommend anybody do this because you could end up wiping your hard drive. But the idea is you install Linux to a flash drive using encrypted logical volume management, right? Okay. So you install this as though it's a regular hard drive. It's a USB 3.0 flash drive,
yep,
or even
so
better
fast.
If you have a USB-C one, or even better if you have one that's like one of the more modern hard drives where it's like a stick that has an M2 SSD flash drive or like flash memory in it, because that's super fast, and it's also going to be large, but it's also going to be expensive. But with this like little, you know, $10 USB 3 flash drive, I can put this on essentially any computer, and when that computer boots up, hit the boot menu, boot to this flash drive, all the hardware on that computer is mine. That computer boots as though it's my computer. I have persistent stuff in this that's completely encrypted. I can put in, you know, I can have my password manager on here. I can have my browser sessions on here, logged in. Everything is fine because this is only going to work if it's booted onto a computer and if I enter
the password,
my password in it. And if they take it from me, it's $10.
Right.
Shove it up your, you know.
Well, they'd take the whole device, likely, even though
if it
the
was,
data's
yeah,
on
if
there.
I had a computer with me, but if this is in my pocket, chances are they're not checking all your thumb drives, right? Maybe they are.
Yeah, I think they would.
Sure.
But,
but then when they look at this,
more suspicious.
When they plug this into another computer, when the computer's up and running, what are they going to see? They're not going to see anything.
It's encrypted data.
Yeah. And I'm going to be like, all right, well, pound sand. You have a warrant.
Well, but wouldn't that make them even more suspicious?
Let them be.
Well,
there's
nothing, if you've got a copy of it at home, then it doesn't matter.
What are you
going
to do?
That.
I don't even need a copy of this. Mm-hmm. It's all useless data. It's everything that this connects to is in the cloud. So,
oh, I thought you said you had persistent data
and
file
storage
on there.
It's persistent file storage, but it's persistent file storage in the way of holding my browser pet sessions.
I see.
Holding the fact that I'm logging, you know, that I have some plugins to a browser installed and that I can access a password manager through it. You know, things that I wouldn't want to leave open on a computer or things that I wouldn't want, if this wasn't encrypted, I wouldn't want to lose this flash drive if it wasn't encrypted because then somebody could plug it in, boot,
and they're
then,
you.
You know, they're me. They have access to, you know, password managers or browser sessions or any of that stuff.
Now, you said it was KDE Neon?
Well, it can be any version of
Linux is pretty
it's
common.
Just any
as far as
pretty much any version. I like Neon. I've tried a bunch of different distributions of Linux. A lot of people like Mint or Ubuntu. I've settled on KDE Neon.
I'll have to try that one because I kind of, Ubuntu's not that great. I've been using it most recently, and
I mean,
it's kind of buggy.
It just depends. It depends on what you're looking to do. But for traveling around, you know, this makes it really nice. Or if you're like on a college or a library computer or something like that, why do you want to use their computer?
No, God, no. Yeah.
Use your computer and just unplug the thing and restart the computer when you walk away from it, you know?
Yeah, super smart.
You're not leaving any trail behind, and you're using all your own stuff.
If you want to join us here, talk about your privacy, because that's what we're focusing on here tonight, because privacy does matter, even if you think, oh, I don't have anything to hide. Well, you may not know what it is that you need to hide from the federal government. Have you read all the laws?
Right.
I suspect you haven't. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want more on what's going on at the border. Looks like it's good news out of the courts coming up. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to, 100% tax-free for you and your heirs, and use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal, all with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market, put certainty back into your investing future, and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is announcing the Trump administration will invest $900 million in U.S. infrastructure. The funding has been awarded to 55 projects across 35 states. The Build Grant Program selected projects that would make a significant impact to their local communities, which includes roads, bridges, transit, and more. Attorney General William Barr announcing the results of Operation Triple Beam, a three-month operation resulting in the arrests of over 300 alleged violent fugitives. Speaking in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Tuesday, Barr says his very successful program was a team effort.
The key to Operation Triple Beam is that it is conducted in close cooperation with state and local law enforcement, who really are the backbone of the effort.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Tell us what you're laughing about, Minson. It's rude to laugh on the air.
Well, you know, what happens during commercial break stays during commercial break.
Is it something you can't talk about on the radio?
Well, it has to do about an octopus.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess, Johnson, you should probably describe what he's talking about.
I recently posted to my personal Facebook page something that I found, I guess, from the Independent Indy 100, I guess. Interesting video, interesting content, and it's an octopus that was filmed while it was sleeping and dreaming. And this octopus, octopi, are very adept at camouflage.
Yeah.
They're able to change the texture and pattern of their skin nearly instantly, and they can change from like white to black. They can change from, you know, yellow to camouflage to, you know, all these purples and greens and all these different colors, and match the coral
or whatever
seafloor or whatever they want to match.
Yeah.
And hunt crabs and clams and whatever fish, you know, whatever they want to eat. And this one is imagining going on a hunt as it's dreaming and sleeping, and so it's sort of just flashing to these different patterns as it's dreaming, and it's
I don't know. Pretty cool.
Pretty trippy, cool video.
Can you put that in our Discord, maybe, on the on-air chat channel?
Sure.
That way people who want to check that out can. You can go to discord.lrn.fm. Johnson's name, by the way, is Tempest Infernus in there, in case you were looking to give him a tip.
Yes.
The tip bot that is in there. Vincent, your name is obvious. Vincent QA. So check them out there on our Discord server. We're still talking about how to stay safe as far as your electronic devices are concerned. There's a good court decision, or mostly good court decision. I'm just kind of trying my best here to parse through the 48-page-long decision by the court there in Boston that ruled in favor mostly of the people who filed the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and the ACLU, with 11 different plaintiffs in this particular case. So it's kind of like a class, almost a class action suit. The court did deny the request for expungement of information taken from the victim's digital devices, and there's a three-page long explanation of why they denied that based on XYZ, you know, previous cases. So the victims, the people who were searched, were asking the court to, after the fact, get the government goons to delete their info, and the court has refused to do that. Basically, to sum up 3 pages of legalese, the court argues that there's a certain kind of previous decision that other courts have made that say that, well, as long as the police believe that what they were doing was constitutional, then their illegal search is totally fine. So until a court has essentially rebuked the police and said, what you did was wrong, you were bad boys. But it's okay, you can keep all the data that you took while you were doing those bad things. Because you thought it was okay, and, you know, you're cops, you don't really know anything about the Constitution, so it's all right. So, I mean, it's not the best decision in the world, it's not ideal. They are looking for the plaintiffs, according to the ruling, and I'm on page 46 of it here, a declaration that defendants' policies violate the First and Fourth Amendment facially, and have violated plaintiffs' First and Fourth Amendment rights by authorizing and conducting searches of electronic devices absent a warrant supported by probable cause. And then B, declarations that defendants' policies violate, and the defendants are CPB, the Customs and Border Patrol, and ICE, violate the Fourth Amendment facially and have violated plaintiffs' Fourth Amendment rights by authorizing and conducting the confiscation of electronic devices absent probable cause. Because, again, if you don't let them search at the border, they'll just take your device, and you'll probably never see it again. I mean, how much are you going to spend on an attorney to try to get your laptop back? Unless there's, like, super critical information in there that is worth tens of thousands of dollars, you're probably...
Like a Bitcoin wallet.
Well, yeah, you're probably just going to let it go. And if you're only keeping a Bitcoin wallet on your laptop without any other backup anywhere else, you're making a huge mistake. The court does grant this relief, but only to the extent consistent with its ruling here. Accordingly, the court allows the request for declaratory relief to the following extent. The court declares that the CBP and ICE policies for, quote, basic and, quote, advanced searches, which I suspect both were done to me because I was searched by two different sets of bureaucrats, as presently defined, violate the Fourth Amendment to the extent the policies do not require reasonable suspicion that the devices contain contraband for both such classes of non-cursory searches and or seizure of electronic devices, and that the non-cursory searches and or seizures of plaintiffs' electronic devices without such reasonable suspicion violated the Fourth Amendment. So again, they're saying that these searches were illegal, they didn't have reasonable suspicion. Just because they don't like the way someone looks, they don't like the, you know, age of the person or the color of the person or whatever it is that, you know, has them feeling like they need to search somebody, they got to have something more specific. Probable cause is likely going to be required in order for them to search your devices at the border. Now, again, it's not clear if this only applies to U.S. citizens or everybody. It should apply to everybody because the Constitution is a set of rules for the government to follow, and the Bill of Rights is supposed to set out the rights that all human beings have, not just U.S. citizens. So hopefully this ruling is going to apply to absolutely anyone coming into the United States, not just U.S. citizens coming back, but I can't say it's clear. on that point, and the EFF isn't clear either in their statement. If I had to guess, the EFF sounds like they think it's applying to everybody, but it's not clear. For an injunctive relief, plaintiffs seek an injunction preventing defendants from, quote, searching electronic devices absent a warrant supported by probable cause that the devices contain contraband or evidence of a violation of immigration or customs laws. And B, an injunction preventing defendants from confiscating electronic devices with the intent to search the devices after the travelers leave the border without probable cause and without promptly seeking a warrant for the search. So again, it's not saying only U.S. citizens here, so I'm going to presume they mean everybody. Although there has been extensive briefing by both sides of the case, the bulk of that being focused on plaintiffs standing to bring their claims and the merits of those claims, so on and so forth. Given that plaintiffs reside across the U.S. and Canada, were searched at... Okay, so that's good. So one of the plaintiffs, or at least one of the plaintiffs, is from Canada, so therefore this does include people coming across internationally who are probably not U.S. citizens, were searched at different border entries, and the plaintiffs sought a facial challenge to the constitutionality of such searches. It may be that plaintiffs seek injunctive relief on a nationwide basis. Even if the court had applied the warrant supported by probable cause standard reflected in plaintiff's request, the court would not have imposed nationwide or universal injunction without further briefing. So what did they do? They then cite multiple court cases. Let's see. Going on here. Conclusion, for the foregoing reasons, the court allows in part and denies in part plaintiff's motion for summary judgment. So the court has denied the request for injunctive relief without prejudice. Okay, what does that mean? Legalese, without prejudice means that they can't bring it back again. It's not clear to me, just on my, I'm not an attorney, so I'm not always good with legalese here. Yeah, it's not clear if this applies nationwide. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm going to try to take a closer look at this here as our breaks come up, see if I can get some better idea.
I thought with prejudice means that it's just barred from being brought back into a court and, like, appealed. It's barred from appealing.
No, it can be appealed. It can be appealed.
Because it's without prejudice. With prejudice means that you can't appeal it, I believe.
And extreme prejudice means you kill the person.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, mostly good news, I would say, out of this case. We'll continue. We got some crazy news coming up with this transabled? Purposely disabled people, kinda. More coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Vincent.
Plus Free Talk Live brought to you by Liberty.menu. You can go over to Liberty.menu and get your business listed there if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. At Liberty.menu, it allows you to list your business or an event that you're working on. There's perhaps digital content listings. If you are a creator of digital content, you can get that listed there, too. Get over to Liberty.menu, and you can use that site. It's free to do that, so unless you don't want free publicity or you don't want people to know that you care about freedom, then get on over to Liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. That's Liberty.menu. Yeah, so just, you know, having looked further at this decision by the court, I understand EFF is hailing this as a victory, and technically it is, but I don't know. I mean, these guys are attorneys, so obviously they know more than I do about this, but, I mean, it sounds like this judge denied their request for an injunction. So I don't know if that means that these goons can continue to search devices, but EFF is certainly acting as though that they no longer can do that without a warrant or without probable cause at the very least. So if you want to comment on that, you're certainly welcome to do that. 855-453. And right now there's not much analysis. This is like essentially breaking news. So I just went to look and see if, you know, are there some attorneys who've had a chance to really kind of pour this over who aren't the EFF and, you know, get a third party opinion. There's really not even any news stories about this. I think the Atlanta Journal-Constitution has a brief story, and that's it. So this is breaking as we speak, and time is going to tell here over the next few months whether the Border Patrol continues its behavior, because if they keep doing that, then we'll know, and if they've stopped, then hopefully we won't hear any more reports.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to give major props to the EFF. You said they filed this years ago. And
I think it's been a couple, two, 3 years.
And you know, the reason why a lot of it is clearly illegal things that are going on, that you know clearly illegal and unjust, is because not too many people take the time or have the money to see these suits to the end.
That's
so
right.
I think it's important to that people, you know, more people follow the EFF's example, no matter how difficult
it is.
Some
of the stories of these 11 people have been pretty interesting, too, because they've been released those over time, too.
That's true.
Various articles about some of them. I don't think all of them, but a lot of them have been had their individual stories covered for when they were searched.
Yeah, and that's a good idea, too, especially if you're trying to get publicity for a case. It's good to talk about the victims and exactly how their rights were violated and how it could be you. You know, even if you say to yourself, well, I haven't done anything wrong, they're not going to target me. Well, they might anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on this as it develops. If you want to join us, of course, your comments are welcome. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Johnson, what is going on? You know, we've heard a lot about trans people over time. We have a trans person as a co-host here.
Transgendered.
Yeah, transgendered.
Assume they're
trans. Actually, I think she uses the term transsexual.
Oh, well.
And that's her choice to use that term. But, so, you know, we're not unfamiliar with the idea of being trans in a sexual way.
Is that like, when you use transsexual, the first thing that comes to mind is, of course, a transsexual transvestite from Transylvania.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know.
But trans is now being used as a prefix to a different word. What's going on?
Transabled. So, apparently there are people now who are becoming disabled by choice and labeling themselves as transabled.
Disabled by choice.
So they're breaking their limbs or something on purpose, or what?
Or getting help in some cases. So the story goes on here.
I'm sorry. Getting help for themselves or getting help breaking their limbs and disabling themselves?
Getting help disabling themselves.
So you can hire somebody to beat you up or break your arms or something like that.
So it says here, similar to transgender people, the transabled feel one or more limbs or functions of
one's
body.
Hold on, where was this from?
This is from McGill. Go McGill.
Okay.
So
the blog? Or a news site?
I think it's
Could it be the university? No, then it'd be .edu.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is a .com. It could be some sort of blog. But, I mean, it does quote some stories. It's McGill Media.
Okay.
So,
just curious.
Yeah, it's probably some kind of news blog. So it says here, similar to transgender people, the trans-abled feel one or more limbs or functions of one's body does not belong to oneself. this story by Shilpa Dasgupta. Transabled people are ones who choose to be disabled. Similar to transgendered people, the transabled feel one or more limbs or functions of one's body does not belong to oneself, and some even go to such lengths that involved illegal surgeries to remove the undesired body part. Professor Alexandra Baril, a feminist, gender and sexuality study professor, and fellow, defines transability as the desire or the need for a person identified as able-bodied by other people to transform his or her body to obtain a physical impairment.
Because they weren't getting enough attention, so now they want more attention.
I mean, you're
laughing, crippled.
But this is very ableist and intolerant of you. You're clearly very bigoted against these transgender people.
I think this is absolutely, I mean, just on the face, obviously I don't know much more than what you've just said.
Don't you know that reality doesn't matter? It's feelings that matter. And these people feel this way, so you have to honor their feelings. Don't invalidate them as people. You're attacking their personhood.
I'm going to say that what they're doing is absolutely, totally attention-seeking. I mean, I can understand if somebody feels like they weren't born the right gender. I can get that.
I mean, if it's attention-seeking, I mean, clearly you're just, privilege for being born into a family where you didn't need to have attention-seeking mentally handicapped behavior because you're crazy. You just have sane privilege.
Okay.
I'm curious, does it get into whether or not some of these are, like, this will be covered by Medicare or Medicaid?
I'm sure it will be. So, Jewel Shepping, a 30-year-old resident of North Carolina, has BIID. Body Integrity Identity Disorder, and identifies herself as a trans-abled person. Otherwise healthy, Shepping decided to get rid of her eyesight as her wish to become a blind person took over her mind. In 2006, to fulfill this wish, a sympathetic psychologist poured drain cleaner into her eyes, reported the Daily Mail.
Hold on. Don't psychologists, are they not like doctors where they have to, like, swear to not hurt people?
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
Wow.
Recalling how this idea of becoming blind infested her mind as a child, she said, "My mother would find me walking in the halls at night when I was 3 or 4 years old. By the time I was 6, I remember that thinking about being blind made me feel comfortable."
Okay.
She also tried to blind herself as a child by staring at sunspots and solars.
Wow.
For hours, because her mother had warned her about its damaging effects. By the age of 20, she attained fluency in Braille and pretended to be blind. I was blind simming, which is...
Simming? S-I-M-M-I-N-G?
Yeah, I think she had, like, one of those green, jewels above her head floating around as she was pretending to be one of the characters.
Oh, blind simming!
Simming, yes.
Like the Sims?
Like, she's a Sim. She was, you know, saying, "I can't see..." So, anyway, which is pretending to be blind. But the idea kept coming up in my head, and by the time I was 21, it was a nonstop alarm that was going off, she said. After learning about her decision to go blind, her family decided to disown her. But she was constantly supported by her former fiancé, Mike. When there's nobody around you who feels the same way, you start to think that you're crazy. But I don't think I'm crazy. I just have a disorder, she said. This kind of self-inflicted impairment is also known as amputee identity disorder, and it could occur after a person has undergone amputation or has been paralyzed in this specific region. According to some reports, transability falls under the body integrity identity disorder fragment. During this, the patient shows signs of a psychological condition in which
they try to harm
their healthy bodies in order to be deemed disabled.
I gotta wonder. I mean, we actually have a blind listener to Free Talk Live, Riley Blake. He does our Daily Digest. Mm-hmm. So he boils the show down to, like, you know, our 2-hour-plus podcast. He boils it down to a 20, 30-minute kind of highlight reel.
I'm going to guess he didn't blind himself.
No, he was born that way.
Or hire a psychologist.
But I wonder what somebody who is, like, naturally blind thinks about this. Like, if I were...
Disgusted.
Very angry. If I were blind, I'd want to slap this woman. Just work him up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Acapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarious thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.